Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Welcome to the WealthWise Show. This program is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. Benowitz Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Listeners should consult a qualified professional before making financial decisions. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now let's get started with the WealthWise Show.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of the WealthWise Show. I'm your host, Derek Johnson. And today, as you can see, I'm in a different studio again. This studio here is at a library, and it's a recording studio. And that's why it might sound a little bit better, because I'm in a sound-treated room. And hopefully, this will be our temporary studio setup until we find a permanent one. So if you're listening, it doesn't matter to you because you don't see where I'm at. If you're watching, then bear with us. But today's episode of the WealthWise Show, I wanted to discuss the investment plan for FRS members. And the reason why I want to discuss that is because we've been talking about the different retirement benefits that the state of Florida provides. And one of them is the investment plan. So what is the investment plan? That's, you know, typically a lot of new hires in the state of Florida. Who works for the state of Florida, they may ask those questions. We talked about the pension, we talked about drop. But the investment plan sounds just like that. It's more of a traditional plan, kind of like a 401k, it's not a 401k. But it's basically a plan that allows you to contribute money. Your employer contribute money, and it's invested in different assets. And so the main draw is the fact that, yes, there is potential for higher gains in the investment plan versus the pension plan, where it's more of a fixed rate. Why people choose the investment plan? Typically because, like I just said, it usually gives you a higher potential higher gains, as well as more control of what your money is invested in. And the investment plan is a little more flexible. I believe you only have to be employed for about a year to be able to be entered in the investment plan. And your contributions and your employer's contributions are in basically a type of brokerage account. And that account, you can choose to invest in different funds that has been made for the investment plan. You got your target date funds, where if you're retiring in X amount of years, you know, the target date fund will make sure you have X amount of gains by that date. Then you also have your stock funds, your bond funds, and you got a mix of them all. And so that way you can be diversified. And I have a lot of my clients who are in the investment plan, you know, they like the fact that it is a little more flexible. And, you know, they do like the gains because the markets have been on fire. And I want to preface by saying this podcast and everything that you see or hear is not investment advice. So please don't take it as investment advice. I don't give advice on the internet. You have to come to me personally through Ben West Wealth. But like I was saying, they enjoy the flexibility to be able to, you know, control pretty much kind of where their money is going. But not only that, because the markets have been on fire these last couple of years, you know, they've been seeing their money increasing exponentially. So that's why people like it. The downside of the investment plan is typically because it has no defined benefit, monthly benefit, like no guarantee like the pension plan. But to be honest with you, the pension plan is basically, you know, you contribute a certain amount, they give you a certain amount of interest, and then you have this lump sum in an account and they just break it off and give it to you monthly. But versus the investment plan, where you can take the whole lump sum or you can do RMDs, which is mandatory or required money disbursement, something. I forget. I'm so used to saying RMDs. See, this is why we have the internet, because I know what it means, but I want to know exactly what the word means. So required minimum distributions. And with RMDs is basically the government does require you to take out money out of retirement accounts that has not been taxed by 72, I believe, is when it starts. But you know, you can do that with the investment plan, have disbursements a month like a pension plan. And so they both have their pros and cons, but which one is better for you? Well, you watch, go back and watch the video or listen to the podcast about pensions and the drop, and then listen to this one about the investment plan, you know, and then you can compare, you know, the pros and cons of each of those. Or you can talk to an advisor who can, you know, educate you on those different plans and which one would be better for you. So I personally, you know, I like both plans. I think Florida does a great job with retirement benefits, with the investment plan, as well as the pension plan. People like the pension because they get that guaranteed income, and the word guarantee makes them feel safe and secure. But, you know, I think only 7% of pension plan members actually receive their entire pension benefits because, you know, once you die, that's it. And of course you have, you know, different options, but even those, you know, is the money that you work for and put in the pension doesn't really go to the next generation. Versus the pension plan, you know, it's your money, it's your account. If you roll it over into an IRA or another retirement qualified account, you can, you know, put all sorts of stipulations on there, transfer on death, all sorts of stuff to make it where, you know, your heirs get the money that you worked for. You can do that with drop by rolling the money from drop into an IRA and then, you know, doing that. But you can't do that with the pension plan as a whole. And so it's really some pros and cons. You know, you like the word guarantee, but you do give up freedom from the money that you contributed into the pension plan if you were to pass. Yes, the investment plan sounds scary because it's risk, and it's risk that you're taking on because it's, you know, you're investing it, you're electing it to be invested in, you know, certain assets that, you know, fluctuate, you know, but the money that you contributed and your employer contributed, you know, that money is here to stay for you and your family, especially if it's in a brokerage account with those attributes. That's not the word I'm looking for, but that's where I'm going to say attributes that, you know, comes with transferring your wealth to your heirs. So really, the investment plan, like I said, it is a really nice tool. You know, I don't have a preference because I don't work for the state of Florida. So, you know, I help my clients figure out a good preference for them by asking questions and getting their goals. But if you're looking for my opinion, which one is best for you, I don't know because I don't know you yet unless you, you know, contact us. But understanding that, you know, you have tons of options, and a lot of these options are good. You know, majority of the options are going to benefit you in some way or another. You just have to figure out which option is the best. And that's the key word, best. And so, you know, it's very simple, very short. I'm looking at my notes here, and pretty much you want to understand, you know, with the investment plan, you are going to take on market risk, meaning the markets go up and down. But like I said, the markets have been on fire the last couple of years, you know, all-time highs on everything. I'm recording this in October of 2025. So gold is high, Bitcoin is high, the S&P 500 is high, all these things are high. They're cutting interest rates, which is making the bond market go up. So there's a whole host of things you can do with the investment plan. And yes, you can roll over your pension into the investment plan, but I highly, highly recommend that you speak to someone before you elect to do that. Because you want to make sure that you're not just thinking about money, but you're actually making a plan for this money, you know. So I highly recommend talking to someone about, and when I say talk to someone, I'm talking about talk to someone who is, you know, credible, licensed to give you investment advice, not someone who's going to sell you an annuity or insurance product. You know, you really want to talk to an authority figure on investments. And so I highly recommend doing that. If your state or your employer does not offer, you know, someone to come and talk to you, feel free to send them this video and, you know, request that, hey, can Benowitz Wealth come and speak to us about our different options? There's no obligations. You know, we do consultations all the time. So there's no cost to our consultations. And really, what I do for a lot of people in my area and a lot of employers is I just go and just give the information. You know, there's no sales. You know, there's no high pitch, you know, high pitch. There's no pitches. There's no like, hey, come on board with us. You know, I give you the information. And if you'd like to talk more with us, you know, we can talk more. But if not, you have the information to make your decision. So, excuse me. With that being said, guys, I appreciate you listening to another episode of the Wealthwise Show. And I've been your host, Derek Johnson. And until next time, stay wealthwise.